Hello.
Hello. This is Butterflies, the Tribe vocal mix from Zeffrin Saint and Miranda Nicole. We're going to jump into a corridor with Frank Booker about Resonate, happening this Friday with Zeffrin Saint, Frank Booker, and the Love Language DJs, Carlotta and Scarlett. Stick around for that. It's going to be a really nice chat, I think. Zeffrin Saint and Miranda Nicole with Butterflies, the Tribe vocal mix. Zeffrin Saint is playing this weekend at Resonate, which is a very cool multimedia dance party. Also on the lineup is Frank Booker, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Chris on the line. Morena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Did you survive the storm yesterday?
Oh my God, it's been a wild weekend, hasn't it?
It was crazy. I hope you didn't have places to be or anything. I was nicely tucked up at home, just chilling. So it was kind of weird though, because I was watching a documentary about Hurricane Katrina.
Oh,
while it was all crazy outside. I was like, man.
That's one time I was watching Planet of the Apes, and then it was going through that period where they are like in space, and then what's his name, Mark Wahlberg? He's like, the electrical storm starts happening and the whole ship starts shaking, And then as that was happening, an earthquake started happening in real life.
What?
And it was like,
oh my gosh.
It was a real 4D movie experience, you know?
That's amazing.
It was pretty crazy. It was pretty scary, but it was kind of awesome.
So that's basically what's going to happen at Resonate on Friday without the earthquake.
Yeah, great segue. It's a really cool looking night. There's like a light show and a dance party, right?
Yeah. So we teamed up with Angus Muir Design, who's obviously he's the guy for like all of these great installations, and we'd worked with him on various different things. Like Sam had worked with him on an event called Catacombs that he used to do with Friendly Potential. I'd done work with him through Flamingo Pier. Obviously he's been at Splore and he's done all sorts. So he reached out to Sam after they were doing an exhibition called Darklight at Brad's Warehouse in the city, and said, oh, we want to do a party, what do you think? And yeah, Resonate sort of come out of that. And you know, the first one was amazing, so we're quite excited about having a new venue for it. Okahu Bay, I don't know, have you guys seen it at all, or been there before?
I have been there before, and I've got to say, it's going to be such a beautiful, quite a classy location, but a really beautiful place. It's lovely and by the sea. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
Well, again, with the weather yesterday, I was thinking about, I was like, well, I guess even if it is wild weather, which I don't think it is meant to be, but even if it was, that would be quite spectacular too.
Oh, you know, 100%. Because
just add to the stimulation.
Exactly. It's right on the harbour. You'll have all of Angus's crazy interactive lighting stuff and you know, hopefully a pretty good musical soundtrack to go with it as well.
Oh, so cool. What a cool idea to bring all these different worlds together. I love a multimedia experience. So also on the lineup, we've got Zephyrin Saint, who we were just listening to, who's from the UK but based in Nam, right?
Yeah. So we've Dean Zephyrin is birth name, I guess, but yeah, Zephyrin Saint. He's long time. I've been a fan of his music for a long, long time, and then it was one of those weird things where someone was like, "Oh yeah, he lives in Melbourne now." Like, what?
Everyone lives in Melbourne these days.
I know, it's crazy, but it's sort of even stranger when it's someone from, like, I lived in London years and years ago, and he was already pretty well established there, so in my mind I was just like, oh yeah, he's a UK house guy, and then no, he's over this side of the world. And then we've actually ended up working with him outside of this for Music First events we do. We've booked DJ Spinner, who we had earlier in the year, was booked through Dean bringing him over to Australia, so we love working with him already, and as soon as the chance came up where we could get him out here, it was like, okay, this would be perfect because it sounds amazing and he's right here, you know, he's in Melbourne, and we kind of want to introduce, some people will know who he is, a lot of people won't, but we're really excited to introduce him to a wider audience here in Aotearoa, and hopefully open the door for him to coming back many times, because you know, that's sort of what I do in Aussie. I travel over there a fair bit, and you know, I don't see there being too much division between the two. I'm like, well, close enough, it's a short flight, let's, you know, let's share and share alike.
That's so groovy. Now, a quiet night in's quite a rarity for you, isn't it?
Well, it was a Sunday, you know.
You've just come off the back of House of Booker, and now you're doing this. How does it feel to be playing at an event like this? It's so multimediums, and it's such a cool venue.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, one of the things I get, and I sort of speak for Sam a little bit, and I know you guys know Sam well because he's, you know, at working at B as well, but one of the things that excited us about it was a slight gear shift from, you know, the other things that we do with Music First, and obviously we program the music at Goblin as well, up in Ponsonby, so it was a nice way for us to, it kind of allows us to look at the lineups a little bit differently, and, you know, we're lucky enough to have booked Love Language, BFM's own Love Language, Scarlett and Carlotta to play on the lineup as well. Yeah. So yeah, I think, I'm not sure what it is, but I guess just having that extra layer to the event lets us think about it slightly differently, because we're quite, well, probably me more than Sam, I'm quite used to just being completely music focused, like, okay, House of Booker is like generally just either me playing most of the night or me and a guest like we did last time. So you're just purely thinking about music curation.
Yeah, and music what the night's first, look like. You might even say.
Music first, yeah, it's all
but now
the names
it's music
on the...
and lights first.
Exactly. Well, that
actually the scope just... a little bit.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that because that was when we were trying to think of names for that. That was our early working title,
oh,
Music
man.
And Lights.
I'm glad you developed it a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. I think Angus and Dan kind of were like, yeah, it's a bit basic, boys.
Needs workshopping. Oh,
yeah, yeah, exactly. We were really proud of ourselves, but they were like, yeah, no.
I guess when you're so focused on, like, finding, like, banger after banger, you know, you're probably not too focused on workshopping names.
Yeah.
Not so much. I mean, Music First was my idea actually, and Sam won't mind giving me credit for that, but it was Music First came off the back of just getting tired. Actually, this was a game when I had some downtime and getting tired of looking on. I think it was like over kind of high festival season a couple of years ago here, like during, you know, that period between kind of Christmas and New Year's. And it was like, man, every story from like DJs I knew was just about, I don't know, it was a little bit self-centered. Put it that way. And I was like, man, it feels like music's like become weirdly secondary a lot of the time. So,
yeah.
You know, that was our idea behind all of that. But yeah, anyway, so it is, the music's still first, but yeah, lighting is equal first.
Yeah, a bonus. Oh, it's going to be such a cool night. What's your rig going to be? Are you mainly mixing vinyl or are you going to do a mix of stuff?
That's a good question. I think we're going to have a mixture because Zeph is keen to play some records as well. And we're actually getting in, I mean, this is, you know, getting a little bit nerdy, but we're getting
in
a
rotary. Oh, we love the nerds.
I'm a proud nerd.
Yeah.
We're using a rotary mixer made in Australia, actually, by a friend of mine, Mehdi, in Adelaide. He runs a company called Condessa. So it'll be a really nice sound. And actually, because Dean Zephyrin is like, he's a sound system guy. So obviously that's a huge, you know, sound system crew are kind of always, you know, sound is crucial to the event. So it's not like you're just going to turn up and plug in and play to whatever's there. It's like that's a huge detail of the night, from, you know, from the speakers to the DJ equipment to the room, you know. So that's, I guess that's our role as for Sam and I, is taking care of a lot of that and making sure that you know, as sensory as all the light stuff is, the music sounds equally amazing to match it, you know.
What a cool night. Everyone can get their tickets. There's still some tickets available from Under the Radar.
Yeah, we're happy to do a giveaway as well if you guys want to do a giveaway today.
Whoa, okay, all right. We'll coordinate that off air. But sounds like a really good night. We can't wait to see more events like this. I just think it's so cool to branch out.
Yeah, we're working on it. So you know, watch the space. I guess if anyone out there's listening, they can follow us. I mean, there's not a Resonate page yet, but there's a Darklight page, which is Angus and Dan's event, which is actually starting this week. The exhibition kind of runs into the event. The event Resonate's like the conclusion to this kind of exhibition that they do at Okahu, which is actually starting tomorrow. So it's 2nd to the 4th. So yeah, if look up Darklight, that's you'll find info about that, and then Resonates, the kind of big wrap-up party on Friday night. But yeah, we've got another one lined up that we'll announce in due course, and then even bigger ones after that. So yeah, exciting.
Very good. Okay, this is Resonate happening Friday, September 5th, this Friday at Okahu, here in Tāmaki Makaurau. You can get tickets from Under the Radar. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Chris, aka Frank Booker.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank
anytime.
You.
We're going to go out listening to The Sun, which is one of Frank's tracks. Here we go.
Hey.
Citizens of the universe, I bring you the unreachable, impossible star. The brightest, the most vital life force in our universe. I bring you Sun.
That's right, ladies and gents, and everyone. We have a double pass.
We do. If you want to win a double pass to Resonate happening this Friday, September 5th at Okahu, the lineup is stacked. Zephyrin Saint, Frank Booker, which is what we're listening to right now, and of course, 95BFM's very own love language DJs, Carlotta and Scarlett. It's going to be a real good time. It's like a multimedia dance party. How freaking awesome is that?
Oh, get amongst. So groovy. So if you want a double pass to Resonate, text her with your name, your B card number, and Resonate. And we might just send you boogieing down by the ocean on Friday.
Maybe tell us what vibe you're resonating today.
Yeah. What's the vibe?
What is the energy you're resonating on this fine Monday morning?
Yeah.
Millie, what's your Monday morning energy that you're resonating?
Probably like a combination between like that, you know, when you're like waking up in the morning.
I think I was thinking radiating rather than resonating as a word. I don't actually know if that sentence makes sense. What you're resonating with today, maybe.
Yeah, what are we resonating with? But we'd love to get here from you. 5395 is the text line. And we can give you a double pass to Resonate.
Boom. Text in.